Your Daily Devo for August 12, 2026, titled Serving Requires Correction, written and read by Stacey Haynes. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, so that they will be sound in the faith. Titus chapter 1, verse 13. I remember one afternoon reading the group chat, and my heart sank. One of my volunteers in ministry had written an unkind message to another volunteer in the group chat for everyone to see. As the messages began to go back and forth between volunteers, I heard God tell me to correct them now with love and kindness. I gently reminded my team that we serve together, that this conversation is not for the group, and that we should always aim to edify one another with our words. Individual messages were sent out to those involved, and a loving reminder to settle our differences with each other privately was received well by both parties. In this passage, Paul was advising Titus about Christians who need to be corrected. Many of us struggle with the idea that correction is part of serving with others. People, including leaders, will make mistakes, and Paul wanted Titus to know that even those of the faith can be full of meaningless talk and deception, verse 10. Addressing this behavior in love and with grace is key to keep people connected to church and to each other. This kind of leadership keeps us sound in the faith. Our Heavenly Father wants us to walk in love with one another and show grace to each other, even in the hard moments of serving together. Today's action step, correct others in love with the aim of building connection.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.